Elizabeth Holmes Blood Testing Innovation. Elizabeth Holmes came up with an idea for a machine that could change how medical tests are done. Being afraid of needles herself, she thought of creating a wearable patch that could test blood over a whole day using tiny microneedles. This would not only remove the need for traditional needles, but also give real-time test results to help doctors with ongoing care. By 2004, she was ready to begin working on the idea and started Theranos with her Stanford classmate, Sean Aykroyd. However, they quickly found out that microneedles couldn't collect enough blood, so they changed their approach. Their new plan was to develop a small, credit card-sized device that would take a few drops of blood through a simple finger prick. This device would then connect to a larger machine that could perform tests. The second machine, about the size of a toaster, would run chemical and conductivity tests to identify 240 common health issues, from vitamin D shortages to HIV. The idea was to make medical testing simple and available to many if it could be made to work. Affordable blood testing for every household. The two envisioned a future where every household had a device like Theranos. This machine could save countless lives by catching illnesses early. It would track things like hormone levels and send updates to healthcare providers every hour or day. Doctors could then give advice, like adjusting medication or even calling for an ambulance if needed. People with low income would have access to affordable healthcare because the device would reduce the need for costly doctor visits. Blood tests could be as simple and inexpensive as a quick stop during a shopping trip, costing only $10 or $20. The possibilities seemed limitless. Imagine sending these devices to war zones or setting them up in field hospitals after natural disasters. You could even keep one in the back of a military Jeep for emergencies. Challenges with building the Edison machine. There was a major issue. The machine was nearly impossible to construct. Theranos began developing this so-called miracle machine, named the Edison, but problems quickly piled up. The idea of using just a tiny pinprick of blood didn't work well, even though it was the device's main attraction. The machine simply couldn't analyze 240 conditions from such a small blood sample. Theranos engineers worked tirelessly, trying to design special microchambers to help move the small blood sample efficiently within the device. However, no matter how many adjustments they tried, Edison could only handle testing for around 80 common health conditions. Then there was the accuracy problem. Because the blood was diluted in the process, it raised doubts about the reliability of the results. These weren't the only technical hurdles. The Edison was sensitive to temperature, raising concerns about its performance in different climates. On top of that, the machine's pipettes often clogged, creating yet another headache for the engineers. Theranos struggles with Edison blood testing machine. Within just a month, the Edison blood testing machines were barely functional, which meant that an engineer had to be sent out to clean them. The machine also struggled to accurately measure sodium and potassium levels. When blood samples were taken with a finger prick, red blood cells often broke down, which made the results unreliable. Theranos lab director, Alan Beams, grew increasingly concerned. He convinced company management to hold off on plans to offer an HIV test, realizing that using an error-prone machine for such an important test could lead to serious consequences. The issues with the Edison machine kept growing, but Theranos wasn't putting enough resources into research and development to fix them. Industry experts became more doubtful of the machine's capabilities. Timothy Hamill, vice chair of laboratory medicine at the University of California, San Francisco, openly criticized Edison, saying that even with 1,000 years of effort, it would likely be impossible to run 240 tests on a single drop of blood. More optimistic experts suggested that Theranos would need at least 3 more years of R&D before the machines would be ready for market release. Elizabeth Holmes' rise and the Theranos hype. Elizabeth Holmes pushed forward with her ambitious plan, relying on her charm and persuasive personality. Unfazed by technical challenges, she was more focused on the attention that Theranos and her role as its driven CEO was gaining. She quickly earned a reputation as a female Steve Jobs, a comparison she encouraged by adopting his style of black turtlenecks and even lowering her voice to sound more authoritative. Investors took notice of her image as a Silicon Valley prodigy, and soon, funding poured into Theranos. Holmes chose the well-known ad agency TBWA Schott Day to promote Theranos, a nod to Jobs, as the agency had previously worked with Apple. The agency's CEO, Carissa Bianchi, and creative director, Patrick O'Neill, were captivated by Holmes and believed Theranos was the next breakthrough innovation. They saw her as a future icon, a billionaire who would revolutionize healthcare with a life-saving device. By 2014, the buzz around Theranos had turned into a frenzy, and the company was valued at $9 billion, with deals to supply its Edison device to major retailers Safeway and Walgreens. Safeway even invested $350 million to renovate its stores, planning to add wellness clinics and space for Theranos testing. Walgreens agreed to put a Theranos blood testing box in each of its 8,000-plus stores. In Silicon Valley, making big promises to attract investors is common, especially with software startups. However, blood testing is a different story. Accuracy and reliability are critical. Yet Theranos pushed forward, bringing in Larry Ellison, the founder of Oracle, as an advisor. They followed his approach, launching early versions of their tech with problems, expecting to fix issues later like software companies do during beta testing. As we'll see, this was just the beginning of several deceptions that would eventually make Theranos infamous. Theranos' rush to market led to deception. Theranos could have changed healthcare if it had spent more time and money on research and development. However, the company was in a hurry to release its products, and this led to a lot of shortcuts. To get investors excited, Theranos misled them, journalists, and even the FDA about its device. Elizabeth Holmes claimed that the Edison machine could run 800 tests with just a drop of blood, produce results in under 30 minutes, and was fully approved by the FDA. All of this was false. In reality, most tests weren't even done by the Edison. On a good day, the machine could only handle around 20 out of the 240 tests it was supposed to run. It could do some tests for proteins, but couldn't perform basic blood tests like measuring platelet or white blood cell counts. For other tests, blood had to be taken from a vein and sent to a lab in Palo Alto where other machines, like those from Siemens, did the testing. So, while Theranos seemed to be fulfilling its promises, they were actually using traditional methods and lying about it. Theranos even fooled regulators by secretly using third-party machines to do proficiency tests. They knew the regulators would think they were using the Edison, but they weren't. Theranos deceived investors, customers, and the medical world. Theranos didn't just lie to its investors and customers. It misled the entire medical industry and the media as well. The company became very skilled at manipulating data to make itself look good. For example, it only shared results from successful tests, which were often done with third-party machines. Theranos also claimed that its device, the Edison, had been proven in peer-reviewed journals. However, the only published paper about it was in a little-known, pay-to-publish Italian journal called Hematology Reports. This paper only used data from 6 patients. The company often said that its tests were more accurate than traditional ones, but when asked for proof, it argued that 93% of errors in regular tests were due to human mistakes, implying that its machine was more reliable. However, it left out an important detail. Its own tests were less accurate than traditional methods. When regulators finally checked the Edison, they found that it was only accurate 65% of the time. Some tests, like those for testosterone, failed 87% of the time. But because they said human error caused most mistakes, their claim was technically true. So how did Theranos keep attracting investment when its product wasn't working? They lied more. The demos shown to investors were fake. Early on, the company used machines that couldn't run blood tests. The machine would show blood flowing through it, and then fake results would appear. When important visitors came to their office in Palo Alto, their blood was briefly put in the Edison for show. But once they left, the sample was sent to a lab and processed using a different machine, made by Siemens. Theranos dodged FDA regulations while pretending to support them. Theranos took extreme measures to avoid FDA inspections while pretending to be a big supporter of the agency. The secret to their scam was simple. They claimed the Edison device wasn't a medical tool at all. Since the device only sent test results to Palo Alto for analysis, they argued it wasn't subject to FDA rules. However, when Dr. Shoemaker, a U.S. Army lieutenant colonel, insisted that the devices be FDA approved before they could be used in military hospitals, Theranos promised to follow the rules. But they delayed long enough for Dr. Shoemaker to retire, and the project was quietly dropped. By this point, Theranos had adopted a new strategy. Only some tests were made to meet FDA standards. For example, Edison worked well for HSV1 and herpes tests, so the company got FDA approval for them. Theranos didn't stop there, though. They boldly claimed to be strong advocates for the FDA, even though the agency had only approved a couple of their tests. This move brought them a lot of free publicity. Theranos secrets, staff turnover, and tragic consequences. Theranos kept its secrets by firing those who spoke out and hiring workers who would remain quiet. Many employees were unhappy with the company's false claims, leading to high staff turnover. Some workers left when they realized how dishonest the company was, but they couldn't speak out because of strict confidentiality agreements. This made it harder for former employees to leak any damaging information. Despite the resignations, Theranos still had a solution. The company started hiring workers from India who needed their jobs to stay in the U.S. Thanks to Sunny Balwani, Elizabeth Holmes' boyfriend and second-in-command, they were able to recruit many employees through his contacts in India's tech industry. These workers were often afraid of losing their jobs and being sent back to India, so they were less likely to talk about the company's problems. This strategy helped keep the company running despite its internal issues. However, these tactics led to tragedy. Ian Gibbons, a British biochemist who worked on Theranos testing machines, took his own life in 2013. He had been demoted after raising concerns about the company's dishonest practices and replaced by a less qualified scientist who didn't challenge the company's actions. Gibbons stayed at Theranos, hoping to fix the issues with the Edison machine. His demotion led to struggles with alcohol, and he died after taking acetaminophen with alcohol, which caused liver failure. Theranos' reckless behavior caused harm, and it's unknown how many people suffered or died because of it. What we do know is that the company's Edison devices were used 1 million times in Arizona alone before Walgreens ended their partnership. As a result, Theranos had to pay back the $4.65 billion it had earned for blood tests in the state. Key points. 1. A new blood testing device was made to replace needles with a quick finger prick. 2. The device was meant to make healthcare affordable and easy at home. 3. The machine couldn't perform as promised and had many technical problems. 4. The company rushed to market and made false claims about the device's abilities. 5. The company gained investors through charm and fake demonstrations. 6. It hid the real methods used for testing and avoided following regulations. 7. Secrets, staff turnover, and lies caused harm, including a tragic loss.